the interesting news of the week came from Aquilini Sports and Entertainment. Of course, the Aquilinis owning the Vancouver Canucks, and they are bringing an Overwatch League team to Vancouver. And to find out a little bit more about this, we've invited Daniel Cherry, Activision Blizzard Esports League's Chief Marketing Officer, to the show. How's it going, Daniel? Thanks for this.
Doing well. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
I just saw on your Twitter account that you're a Raiders fan. My condolences. The season's already down the drain.
Yes, and I know you're in hockey country, so I spent some time in NHL as well, running the Devils. So both coasts covered, east with the Devils and west with the Raiders.
All right. Well, we're sorry about the Raiders. It's going to be tough to see Khalil Mack in a Bears uniform on Sunday Night Football. But there it is. Look, Randeep and I, we're not that old. We're just into our early 30s. We've grown up on video games, but I got to be honest with you, I'm as shocked as anybody when I see full sold out stadiums to watch some of these games. What is so exciting about the Overwatch League that has so many investors, not just here in Vancouver, but all over the world?
Well, I think it has a lot of the same principles as all great sports do. There is meritocracy attached to this. There's insane skill levels. These players practice, and they're elite at what they do. They're some of the best in the world at what they do. When you think about the number of people who play video games, it in many ways kind of far outreaches some of the traditional sports that we have. In order to be great at that sport, you literally have to be one or two of the best in the world to be on these teams. And you'll have in Vancouver in the Northwest up there with the Aquilini Group, a great franchise in Overwatch. And you're right, we sold out Barclays Arena for our Overwatch League Grand Finals for the first season, to over 22,000+ folks engaged. And it's a high energy, high action, and you come from hockey country, so you understand that that's a great high-action sport. Overwatch League is a great high-action sport as well, plays well, not just in person, but on television as well. We have a deal with ESPN, ABC, and Disney XD. You can find it there, or you can find it on Twitch, anywhere you are, anytime. So it's accessible, it's exciting, it takes amazing skill, and there's a passionate fan base around the world who finally see their sport front and center. And I'd equate it to, if you played hockey all your life and the NHL just happened in your lifetime, that's how gracious and amazing this opportunity is for many sports fans. It'll be a lot of times, even for folk in Vancouver, their first jersey may be an Overwatch League team jersey for your team up there as part of the Aquilini Group, which is a fascinating thing to be a part of in your lifetime.
Daniel, there might be a lot of people out there right now that maybe, unlike me and Dan, who don't have the experience with video games. What is Overwatch? If you had to describe the game, how can you describe it in 20 seconds? What kind of game is this?
Yep. Overwatch is an action sports game that is in the league structure, Overwatch League, 6v6, where each player has a specific role and a specific task to beat the other team. So generally, just like any sport, one team versus the other, our teams are 6v6. It's an action sports game where you have to overcome and outflank the other team. So there's a lot of same qualities of hockey when you think about each player on the team having a role and overcoming the opposing team, similar to American football as well. When you have different positions, you have to outflank your other opponent. So militaristic style strategy with a lot of quick action reflexes, which is where the skill comes in, accuracy, and it's fast-paced. So you got to communicate. So there's a lot of leadership attached to that when you're driving an Overwatch League team to compete against the opponent.
Daniel Cherry, Chief Marketing Officer at Activision Blizzard Esports, and of course the Aquilinis and the Canucks Entertainment Group joining into the Overwatch League and have bought a franchise to bring here to Vancouver for the Overwatch League, and we're getting to know a little bit more about that with our guest, Daniel Cherry. So, What frustrates me the most about all this, Dan, is when I, as a kid, I'm playing video games, I'm doing my thing, usually sports games like FIFA or NHL or something like that. And, my parents would always be yelling at me, stop playing video games, go do something with your life. And it's like, now if I just would have stuck to it, maybe I could have been, made it into an actual career. But that's what it is for these kids, right? People, I shouldn't just say kids, but these guys have a minimum salary and they are on the payroll. This is their life in the Overwatch League.
No, these are, when we say players, we don't use that facetiously. These are the best esports athletes in the world. They are, to your point, salaried professional players with a minimum salary. They have insurance just like other professional sports teams do. They train. They have a deep regimen. They have a GM, a coach, and to your point, they compete against the other best players in the world in the world's first global city-based esports league. So not only are you playing against folk in your country, again, we have 20 teams in Overwatch League, and it's global. So you are playing against folk in Shanghai. You are playing against teams in London, in New York, in Vancouver. And that, to me, is an amazing experience for your fan base up there to really have, in any ways, the first global team to root for in your own backyard. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, it's not as simple as picking up a controller like back in the day. And, you know, playing is a multi-tiered system like real sports with the majors and the minors. How intricate is the entire system that you have with the Overwatch League? Like, you can't just step into arena and play. You got to work your way up.
No, you're absolutely right. The best example I'll give you is the ecosystem we built is many ways like the Major League Baseball or the NBA. So we do have our version of AAA or the G League, which is our contender series. And our contender series is, kind of our minor league version that feeds into the Overwatch League, the professional league. And in order to be part of that league, not only do you have to be the best in the world at what you do, you also have to be 18. That's the minimum age to turn pro for the Overwatch League. So all of our players are 18 plus in the Overwatch League. So then you have contenders. And below contenders, we have an open division. So to your point, there's a lot of players who want to try their hand at getting good at this game. So they're playing online, accruing points. So if you are a sports fan listening to this radio station, you know the things like Rivals.com or Scout.com, where you're looking at your ranking and seeing if you're best in the state, best in the country, best in the region. We have that exact same model in our open division where players are getting points and ranked. So you literally can have a step ladder into a professional career as part of the Overwatch League ecosystem. So it's really, really well done from the very beginning when you buy your first game, when you engage in playing it, all the way through to the minor leagues, to the professional leagues, which is what you guys have with the Aquilini Group.
Now, I know there's
– yep.
Go ahead.
It's PC-based as well. I want to make sure that everyone understands that as well. A lot of folks play on console, but the professional league globally, the Overwatch League, is a PC-based game. So the players are playing on PCs with headsets. It's pretty fascinating to watch. Highly visual.
Daniel Cherry, a CMO at Activision Blizzard Esports, chatting with us as the Vancouver is getting an Overwatch League team in the near future. The Aquilini's bringing it to Vancouver. So I know that there was a team announced in Vancouver, along with some other cities, even in Toronto as well. How do these teams get made up? Is there like a prerequisite? We know, like in Major League Soccer, teams have to have a certain amount of domestic players. Like do teams in Canada have to have Canadian players? Is kind of what I'm getting at, Daniel? Is there some restrictions as to who you can bring on to your squad?
No, there isn't. To your point, a kind of foreign player minimum or tax on this. This is a global esports league, so they literally have the best players in the league playing for your hometown team, the same way you would in any professional sport. The NBA doesn't put a cap on how many players can play on their team from international. So they're literally getting the best quality players and the best quality product from the esports platform that you'll have in the world with the Overwatch League. So there is no foreign-born minimums. I might add, it's also important that there's no formalized draft, but you get to pick from that ecosystem that I just mentioned. The best players in the world can be selected on these teams when they turn 18. We have their tracking. So the good thing about as a sports fan is that you won't have the traditional busts of some sports because we have so much data on the players that when you're picking these players, you don't have to fly across the world to see if they played in some international tournament or league. You literally can see in real time online their stats and track them through their playing career all the way up to the professional ranks with the Overwatch League and the Aquilini Group. So it'll be a lot of fun. And again, it'll be on live television as well. That's a really important point. We're the first global esports league to have a deal right with the ESPNs of the world, Disney XDs, and Twitch, which is, for those who don't know, Twitch is a digital platform that has live streaming of all the matches for free at any time, as well as recorded replays. So unlike listening to the radio and trying to listen to your favorite highlight, and if you miss it, you miss it, you literally can go back on Twitch and look at some of the best matches in the season and getting the best highlights of some of the best players in the world.
Daniel, I'm really intrigued by the actual players in this because some of them have built identities already. You're seeing them on sports networks as well. They're becoming stars. When it comes to the structure of, Dan mentioned that $50,000 is generally the starting point. How much can these players make? Is there variance among their salaries?
There is, and they make income in a number of ways. So we don't restrict what the salaries are. Just like most teams, that is up to the teams to manage that process. There's, a traditional kind of strict salary cap, if you will, the way that there is in some sports. So it really is, to your point, the sky's the limit in some ways with the salary. But it's also important to note that in the digital ecosystem these players play in, they also can generate streaming revenue where they practice online and fans and players will subscribe to their pages. They can generate revenue that way or off of advertising revenue on sites like YouTube as well. So they have a lot of opportunities to generate income above and beyond their salary. But again, it starts out just like any other sport, being the greatest at what you do. And I might add, we have a lot of great Canadian players already in the Overwatch League that you should root for. So we have, if you don't know these names, you should know them now. Lucas Masoner, Chris Benno, Lane Roberts, and Brady Girardi are all Canadians from Barrie, Ottawa, Calgary, and Blairmore. So you have some great talent already in the Overwatch League playing for various different teams. And they also have a national team competing in our Overwatch World Cup. So just like other sports, if you think about the World Baseball Classic, or I've participated in the Hockey Classic that was in Toronto a few years back, we have our Overwatch World Cup in North America, and these players are competing on behalf of Canada. So there's a lot of national pride on the line here, and they're playing literally right now this weekend in Blizzard Arena, and you can watch that on Twitch. So they're playing for their country right now in Blizzard Arena here in downtown Los Angeles, over in Burbank, actually. And I encourage you all to support your hometown team and get a piece of Overwatch before you have your team come home for the 2019 season.
So Vancouver hosted most recently a Dota 2 event here in Vancouver. When will games with the Overwatch League be played in Vancouver and Rogers Arena? Are there plans to bring that to Vancouver anytime soon?
Well, I won't speak to the actual location of the arena because obviously up to the team to decide where they play in Vancouver. But our goal is for the 2019 season, the teams will be competing here in Blizzard Arena in L.A., and you can watch them live on Twitch. But shortly thereafter, we're looking for the team to play in your hometown. So you're going to be waiting for, a season or two for that team to come home. But what they will be able to do, even with the season in 2019 being in Blizzard Arena in L.A., they will be having the opportunity to come home and have some homecoming events and exhibitions. So you'll be able to see the team at some point in the 2019 season in your own backyard and really get a firsthand look at what Overwatch League is all about and what these players are doing by representing the great city of Vancouver.
Hey, Daniel, this is fascinating stuff. We're excited for Overwatch League to come here to Vancouver. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I encourage all your fans, go down to your mobile phone or your desktop and check out Twitch, TWITCH.com, for the Canadian team playing in the Overwatch World Cup right now.
All right. Thank you very much. There he is, Daniel Cherry, Activision Blizzard Esports League's CMO.
Sportsnet 650.